The recent Scottish independence vote, with all its color and emotion, came after 400 years under the British crown. That vote was followed closely in Hawaii, a world away, because the issue of sovereignty, Hawaiian sovereignty, is very much on our minds. Department of the Interior hearings held over the summer indicate emotions do still run high over U.S. actions in Hawaii just over 100 years ago.
Oh, Hawaii is an occupied country. American military is in our country illegally since 1893.
Lili Kala Kame'elehiva is the director of Kamakaku Okalani, the Center for Hawaiian Studies at UH Manoa.
I am a Maka'ainana Hawaiian
citizen
who would like to see the return of our country. We're still angry about that. The fact that we don't control our land, that we can't speak our language, we can't run our own educational systems, those are things that still hurt us very much. And it's a wrong that has not been righted. We refuse to pretend that it's all okay, it happened in the past, because it happens every day for us.
A member of Kalahui, a Hawaiian sovereignty movement since the 1980s, Kame'elehiva's academic focus is on ancestral knowledge and forms of Hawaiian self-governance.
Why would I go for federal recognition? As long as the American military is here, we're under America. Whether we like it or not, whether it's legal or not, we have to live with America in some way. Here I am desiring independence, can't get independence now, what do? I think now federal recognition is an absolute first step before independence.
Kame'elehiva does not believe federal recognition would prevent or preclude independence or nationhood.
Under federal recognition, eventually, we would get land, we would have a right to our own educational systems, we'll be able to speak our own language, we'll be able to practice our culture, our sacred sites would certainly be controlled by us.
Mauna Kea and everything?
Why not? We asked for it. Right now, we don't have standing. We need to have standing of some sort to work with America. I think we're too late to get federal recognition under the Obama presidency.
Kame'elehiva would begin with a roll, a list of Hawaiians, then have an educational campaign on issues and models, then a constitutional convention.
The problems we've had with federal recognition in the past is they didn't include land. People often have said to me, Lili Kala, are you talking about the land I own? You want my land? And I always say, if you're lucky enough to own land in Hawaii, that's not the land we're talking about. We're talking about the state lands, because those are all ceded lands. In Scotland, where they've had the British there for hundreds of years, they're still talking about having their country back. And here we are, a little over 100 years, we want the country back. Hawaiians are not going to give that up, ever. And I know we'll win, because I have grandchildren. And I think when we look at the hearings about federal recognition, the reason that those hearings were so full of anger is because Hawaiians are feeling like we're going to get ripped off one more time. There are some Americans who have really good heart and who really care about doing the right thing. We often marry them, right? So how can we make a change in the way people think? I think starting off with federal recognition is a good way. At least then we can keep our culture alive. My goal in Hawaiian Studies is to teach our young people about the brilliant schemes our ancestors had for management of land and water, for feeding people. I'm looking at ancestral knowledge to make our lives better for today.
Lili Kala Kame'elehiva with Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.